Shkalim Perek Daled Mishnah Tes 4-9, and now we return to our regularly scheduled program of discussing Shkalim and the money and issues that arise therefrom with the Beis HaMikdash and the donations. So now we're going to talk about the procurement of the Beis HaMikdash and its obtaining those wine and oil, etc., with the Machzor Shekel. Now the Mishnah is quite brief and focused on one main point, but it sidesteps the backstory. And the backstory is important. The backstory is that basically once a year, under normal circumstances, the Gizbarim, the trustees of the Beis HaMikdash, would go out and do their procurement. They would essentially arrange to purchase the supplies needed, the wine and oil, etc., for the function of the Beis HaMikdash. And they would do it when the supply is greatest, and therefore the prices are the lowest. So that would mean right at the harvest when the flour is first available, or when the right at the pressing of the wine, when the wine is first available, etc. At that point, they would go to the merchants and say, listen, we need wine or oil, whatever it is, for the next year. And they set a price right then and there. And then over the next year, they have like a servicing contract where the farmers will provide the Beis HaMikdash with what it needs. But either something could go wrong, or they could sort of need more than they expected. So because of that, there's also a monthly, almost like RFP that goes out once a month. They set the price for what the Beis HaMikdash is willing to pay for supplies they might need, and then people have the option to agree to provide under those conditions. And this would also, on some level, reflect back onto the agreements that were made earlier on in the year, that one-year agreement, as we'll see in the Mishnah. The basic point of the Mishnah is that the Beis HaMikdash isn't going to lose from price fluctuations. So Beis HaMikdash gets a good deal. If prices go up, then the Beis HaMikdash enjoys its good deal. On the flip side, if prices go down and it turns out the Beis HaMikdash got a bad deal, then the Beis HaMikdash will be able to adjust its purchase price to benefit from the decrease in prices. There'll be other things as well, but that's the basic idea. The Beis HaMikdash will not lose from financial transactions and from the uncertainty surrounding them when the Beis HaMikdash enters into that agreement. So the Mishnah here says inside, Achas l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days, misharin es halishka. The word sha'ar means like the price. So misharin is turning into a verb. We set the prices from what the chamber, like the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, will spend on these various items. So let's just talk about, for example, Beis HaMikdash is buying flour, needs extra flour. Also remember, it provides flour to all the people who are coming throughout the year and bring menachos, so they might have underestimated how much they need when they contracted with, you know, the wheat farmers back in the time when the harvest was done, etc. So once a month they'll set the price. Now the price will be sort of based on prevailing prices, but of course prevailing prices could change. So here we have, let's say the story is that the prevailing prices, you're going to provide 4 bags of wheat for $10, okay? So that would be the case, that was the agreement at the outset. Kolam makabla lav lesapek slasos ma'arba, anyone who agrees to provide that flour, 4 bags of flour for $10, amdu mishalosh, if the price of wheat goes up, and therefore now $10 only fetches 3 bags of wheat, it doesn't matter. Yisapek ma'arba, the farmer must provide flour to Beis HaMikdash at the earlier agreed price of 4 bags per $10. Okay? So the Beis HaMikdash doesn't lose. The truth is, the when we say arba here, we mean arba sa'in, each sa'a being, let's say, 12 liters. Think a 6-pack of 2-liter bottles. So 4 of those, whatever, 48 liters, something like that. And as far as the coinage we're talking about here is for one sella. Okay, but, okay. So now, on the flip side, if instead of the prices going up, let's say the prices go down, that is to say, mishalosh, when the Beis HaMikdash set its sha'ar, its price, it said that the going price, as far as we're concerned, is fair price, is 3 bags of flour per 10 shekels, and then the price goes down. So that means all of a sudden you can buy 4 bags for 10 shekels. So the Beis HaMikdash simply won't lose. It'll now be entitled to get the cheaper price. As the Mishnah says inside, Mishalosh, if it started out 3 bags per $10, Va'amdu ma'arba, and then later on the value of flour goes down, so you can buy in the marketplace 4 bags for $10, Yisapek ma'arba. So then, given the fact that Beis Midrash paid the $10, it gets not three, but four bags of flour. Beis Midrash won't lose. Sheyad hektesh al ha'eliyona. Because the hand, hektesh, the Beis Midrash has the upper hand. Won't lose those contracts. So the point is, when you contract with the Beis Midrash, you understand that you're giving them truly, truly the best price in the market, and that's the deal. There's a bit of discussion I don't want to get into so much in terms of the mechanics of the kinyan, the setting of the price. It may be that just the transfer of the money is what's doing it, and the Beis Midrash just pays at the beginning of the year, let's say, and then that money is what affects the transaction. Normally, when it comes to a transaction of what's called a hediyah, it's regular people, it's not money, but mashicha, the taking of the object, which affects the transaction. But the Beis Midrash, not like that. Like the Gemara B'Metzia Chavtes, giving money is the same as, for a Beis Midrash, is the same as giving the actual object for a regular person. Or it may just be, according to the Ram, just the Heskem itself, just the agreement. Whatever the case is, the mechanics, it doesn't matter. The principle remains that the Beis Midrash won't lose in the transaction. And not only that, not only will they not lose in terms of price, but also the Beis Midrash demands essentially an unlimited warranty. So the Mishnah says, Vim Hislia Solas, if the flour which is provided to the Beis Hamikdash at whatever price they're getting it at, if between the time the flour is delivered and when the flour is turned into menachos, if it goes wormy, hislia, it worms inside the flour, so that makes it puzzle for a mincha, you can't use that flour anymore. Hislia lo literally means it worms for him, meaning that the merchant who sold the flour is responsible to replace the flour with new non-wormy flour for the Beis Hamikdash, so it's a full warranty. Similarly, vim hichmitz yayin, if wine that was provided to the Beis Hamikdash for Nesachim ends up spoils, like goes vinegary, so then hichmitz lo, it's the wine merchant who is the loser. It's his wine that went sour, meaning he has to replace the wine with good wine that's eligible and kosher for Nesachim. Veinu makabel es ma'osav ad shehei hamizbeach meratza. Merchant is really not entitled to his money until the mizbeach is satisfied, if you will, meaning that the items are actually offered. So it's like it's success. One implication of this is that the warranty even includes things like, say, accidental spillage. If the wine falls on the ground, and then still the merchant has to replace it. Beyond that, though, it would be incorrect to understand that they literally don't pay the merchants and deliver the cash until the wine is poured in the mizbeach, etc. That's not actually true. The merchant typically would get paid the cash, like the Bartonu understands, at the outset, at the beginning of the year when they set the price and do the deal, then they'd get paid then and there, and if there's subsequent purchases made, it would happen similarly at the beginning of the month, for argument's sake. The point is the merchant gets his money, but nevertheless, the money isn't like free and clear, the possession of the merchant, and that's what the Mishnah means, until the actual wine or flour ends up in the Mizbeach. And until then, really, there's a, essentially it's held responsible, it's leaned, if you will, to the Beis Midrash, meaning that the merchant has to cough out of his own pocket that money. It's not free and clear until the wine or oil, whatever it is offered fully and properly on the Mizbeach.